You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. My name is Michelle Calloway. I am your host. The Tech with Heart Foundation and the Tech with Heart show are all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that will help them to stay competitive in a rapidly changing digital business landscape. And today's topic is around data. Data insights are incredibly powerful for small business owners to understand. Many do not fully understand what they're looking at. So we brought in a specialist, and his name is Vinod Nageshwaran. And the topic of today's episode is understanding data insights for small business owners. And Vinod is a data engineering leader and with extensive experience specializing in designing and implementing scalable data architectures using modern technologies like Snowflake, AWS, Google Cloud, and dbt. He establishes robust data governance frameworks, ensuring that data integrity and compliance across all platforms. And today he's going to talk his big data talk towards small businesses so that we can understand what is the most valuable insights that your data is giving you so that you can make better business decisions. So without further ado, help me welcome to the Tech with Heart show, Vinod.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here and eager to talk about understanding data insights for small business owners. Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here because you are, you know, somebody who works with real big data, but you also know how important data is. So you're going to speak to small business owners. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Let's talk about data insights that will help small business owners understand their customers' behavior, customers' desires, customers, what are customers looking for? Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure. Data is a powerful tool that can drive your business forward, helping you understand customer behavior, stay ahead of the market trend, and uncover operational efficiencies. We will dive into these key areas and discuss how we can leverage the data and make informed decisions to grow your business. We'll start exploring how data can help understand your customer behavior, then move on to other processes. So let's begin with the customer behavior. Understanding what your customers like, how they shop, and how, what drives their purchasing decision is crucial for any business. Firstly, in terms of identifying a customer behavior, we have to collect the customer data through various channels. So channel could be anything like surveys, social media, and a purchase history. Essentially, this data can reveal a valuable insight into the customer preference and trends. I can walk you through some examples. Like, for instance, you might find that a particular product is popular among a certain age group or that a customer prefers shopping at a specific time of the year. How can we get all this thing? By analyzing the customer behavior. By analyzing this data, you can tailor your marketing effort for better customer needs. And for example, you can create a targeted marketing campaign that speaks to the interests of the different customer segments.
Can you give us a little, to break it down even more? I'm going to ask you to really simplify this for small business owners who are very overwhelmed and data is just not their jam, okay? And maybe even solopreneurs who have a website, but they don't know, when they look at Google Analytics, they're like, I don't know what to do with this. How can they determine customer behavior just from, what are some ways to decipher the customer data? Like, let's talk about the data you get from social media, or if you have a webinar or a lead magnet or something like that on your website, help them understand how to identify the customer behavior part a bit better.
Sure. I can walk you through with some examples. One example is, a local coffee shop that used the data for the loyalty program that can identify most of the customer preferred season, flavor. By promoting the season, flavor and offering the special discounts during those seasons, they were able to increase sales and customer satisfaction. How can we, That's one such example. And how about they can also look for a purchasing history analysis. Analyzing a purchase history of a customer can reveal trends about the pattern of the buying behavior. For example, a clothing retailer might notice that significant portion of the customer buy a new outfit at the start of the season. By identifying these patterns, retailer can time their inventory restock and marketing campaign and align their seasonal buying habits. And coming to the website and app analytics, right? Tracking how the customer can interact with the business website or a mobile app or any insight can provide insight into the preference and behavior. For example, if a data shows the customer frequently visits the sales section, the business might consider highlighting the discount and offer more prominently. And additionally, analyzing the click path can help identify popular products and the area where customer can drop off, indicating the protection of, potential friction points in the user experience. And pulling the data from various, days are gone. Like if you ask me for the same infrastructure setup like 10 years before, right? You need to have a big server, you need to create a lot of pipeline in place, and you have to collecting the data itself is a huge, work. Now with the advancement of the cloud technologies, you can sign up for any cloud instance in a matter of seconds. Say like you wanted to, you already have a shop and AWS environment, collecting the data from AWS to Snowflake, all you can do is like you can build a simple to-go Python code where you can collect all your data and put that in your data warehouse. All this can happen in a matter of in hours. You can get all your data to a warehouse and build the insight you needed to build your business.
Yeah, you're very high level, so I'm just going to kind of try and reiterate what I just heard to simplify. No, it's okay. So small business owners, for instance, if you want to be able to know like where your potential lead customers are coming in from, Google Analytics can track a lot of that for you, which is really, really nice. But there's also these things called UTM tags that you can create on certain URLs that will help you identify even more. Did these number of leads come in from an email campaign versus a social media campaign versus a specific LinkedIn campaign, right? So there's ways to track that. And then of course the conversions. The conversions are another thing that you can track. Conversion can be, did they opt in for the lead magnet? Did they schedule a consultation? Did they actually attend an event or schedule, all those different things are things that you can track. And it is really good to be able to understand your analytics because it does and should drive your business decisions. Yes. Are you going to pour more money, right? Is there anything else for the small business owner regarding customer behaviors that you think, especially regards to marketing, to get people to come to a website and to identify if what you have on that website when they come is working or not? Do you want to mention bounce rates? Like what's a good bounce rate and what is a bounce rate?
So we can identify all those tracks and instances using the online analytics tool. For example, you mentioned the Google Analytics, right? There is a specific analytics tool called Google GAM. It's a Google product, Google Ad Manager, where you can specifically tag and verify the ads in your website and how the customers are behaving for the ad and stuff. And we can get all those insights and put that back to your data warehouse and measure the analytics. And also on top of it, you can also do a predictive analytics and sentimental analytics and, website behavior too, using all those tools.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revelio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yeah, so there's a lot of going on the back end of things in the meta world where you should pretty much kind of learn how to help your business grow. Otherwise, marketing without metrics is just throwing spaghetti against a wall.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Let's
talk now about the ability to identify marketing trends with your data.
Sure. So basically, staying ahead of a marketing trend, right, is very crucial for any business to remain competitive. By analyzing the market data, you can identify like emerging trends and adapt quickly. This involves looking various data sources such as industry report, social media trends, competitor activities. For example, recognizing a shift in consumer preference early on, like can lead to timely adjustment of your product offering, keeping your business relevant. One technique for analyzing the marketing data is to use a Google Trend, which shows popularity of a search term over time. This can help you to identify what people are interested in, when those interests peak. Industry reports from market research firm can also provide a valuable insight and in broader trends and affecting the your industry. Adapting to customer preference is another important aspect. Like a business that successfully adapt to a marketing trend often sees increased customer loyalty and sales.
So can you explain to a small business owner who's never heard of a Google Trend how they would go and like, is it something they can sign up for? How do they find Google Trend?
As long as it's again another offering from Google. I can share you the link and the website how to log in detail in the post note section. People can log in into and attach the website and search what is not or what is going on in the particular region and get the details out of it. And it's a really helpful tool.
And so they can actually, can they Google Trend and see how they can go in and find that data?
Yeah, that's a straightforward answer. Thank you for hooking me on that.
Just trying to simplify, just to kind of get them to start being more aware of tools that are even available, right? There's another one called Google Alerts, right? And so if you want to know what competitors are doing in your industry or even just others are doing in your industry with certain keywords, and you should also use your own name. Like if you use your name as part of your marketing brand, you should put a Google alert for your name. And that way you can see anytime you get mentioned in any kind of public forum on the internet. So you'll get an alert in your email. It's pretty cool and it's free. Google does have a lot of tools. I think some of them are so underutilized, very powerful tools as well.
Now, you are really knowledgeable and informed person to talk with.
Well, I'm just trying to keep it simple so that the non-tech savvy small business owners of today can start, just being more informed and help them make better decisions. And that's why I was excited that you came on to talk about this topic. It's not always very sexy to talk about data, but it is the driving force that should help make all your business decisions. So you spoke about marketing trends, and then this is one of the reasons why Tech with Heart Foundation even exists, is to enlighten and empower small business owners as to what is working, what's trending, move away from what was working 5 years ago, because you're beating a dead horse if you stay on that path, if everybody's now moved over here. So
exactly.
Regarding marketing trends for small businesses, can you mention a few that you've seen, even just since COVID? I mean, so much has changed since COVID, but do you want to give a couple of examples of marketing trends that we saw rise up out of COVID and what is still working today?
Oh, yeah. So especially the Zoom thing, right? The Zoom was not popular pre-COVID. Now Zoom is everywhere. It beaten like most of the other industry product. And because of the remote work and stuff, the Zoom really improved. Like that's a marketing trend. When the Zoom improves, right? What is next? The camera, right? There were instances, even a simple webcam. I used to take a certification exam, the online exam, right? For that earlier, the requirement, I need to have a separate camera rather than the laptop camera. at that point of time, the market, the external canvas, like it's spiked up, like it's very hard to get on. So those, if I'm in the Amazon selling portal, and if I know this data trend, I could have racked a million in no time. So that's about it. Getting to know the marketing trend, it matters a lot.
Cool. Another marketing trend that I'm just going to mention, it's not brand new, but it became even more full force and it's continuing to increase, is the idea that when you do create a marketing campaign or a website or anything for online viewers, you need to think mobile first. Always go mobile first. You need to design and develop for mobile ease. You want people to click a button, you make it super easy for them to understand why they should click that button. And then where do they go after the button? So it's the back end systems that start to really matter as well. It's not enough for you to just be a diva in your field or a guru if your backend systems are a hot mess. And so if you do need help with that, you can reach out to us at Tech with Heart Foundation, because we have some really great teams here to help you with that. But let's moving back to data. Okay, so we've talked about customer behavior. We've talked about the ability for data to tell us and show us the marketing trends. And again, that's another reason why Tech with Heart tries to interview experts like you, so that we're giving small business owners those valuable insights of what's working today, market trends. Now let's talk about efficiencies within a business's operations regarding data. Go ahead, Vinod.
Sure. So data will really help to identify the operation efficiencies, right? Data can uncover inefficiencies in various aspects of your business operation, from supply chain bottleneck, to underperforming sales strategies. Identifying the inefficiencies is the first step, right? The common operational challenges faced by small business include like overstocking, understocking the inventory, a delay in supply chain, and inefficiency of sales process. By analyzing the data from your operations, you can pinpoint these inefficiencies and take corrective action. For example, data can be used to optimize the inventory level and reduce the waste. Analyzing the sales pattern and inventory data can help you to maintain the right amount of stock, minimize the cost, and maximize the efficiency. I'll share some case study like of business that improved its supply chain management using the data insight. For example, a small retail store uses the sales data to identify the certain products are frequently out of stock, leading to lost sales, right? By adjusting the inventory level based on the data, they were able to ensure the product were available, always available, which increased the sales and customer satisfaction. And of course, in terms of process optimization, data analysis can highlight a bottleneck and inefficiencies in business example. That's the overall. In terms of tools and identifying the operation inefficiencies, these days there are a lot of no code, no SQLs are in place, where you can, if your data set is not compliance related data, there are very easy way we have. We can upload your data in Excel. And if you have ChatGPT 4 subscription, you can upload your data in the ChatGPT. It can analyze the data well for you. And this is the most cost efficient manner. Again, just make sure your data is not confidential before uploading.
That sounds very interesting. So people can reach out to you to help you, have you help them do that ChatGPT thing, what you just said?
Sure. Yeah, of course.
Okay. I know that the whole AI world is starting to really provide even better valuable insights to help us small businesses to be able to be better at serving and kind of even predicting what our customers want. And so there's the power there as well. And hopefully we'll get more better systems that we can like make it easy peasy for our small business audience to just gravitate and try and demo. They're coming out like leaps and bounds. So just stay tuned on that, but also you can reach out to Vinod if you want to get some insights today. I know financial insights are also incredibly important when it comes to making business decisions. Can you just speak to that a little bit about the data that will help a business make better financial decisions? You mentioned operational, you mentioned inventory. I see that kind of tying into the financial side of a business. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, sure. So at the end of the day, right, everything is financial. So whatever you do, the financial is going to output is going to be, you need to have a better financial thing. So there are a lot of tools in market, and there are a lot of mechanism in place, especially there are a lot of inbuilt machine learning process available in a lot of data warehouse solution. If you have your data warehousing solution in Snowflake, there are a lot of forecasting procedure where you can run through all your monthly scale of data, I mean, scale of financial information, which can be helpful to predict how much is going to cost you in near future. So there are a lot of built-in functions that are available. So days are gone, like a year before, if you have to write a machine learning algorithm, you need to be a powerful Python coder. Now, no longer it is. It's more of like a plug and play. You can adapt to a basic SQL knowledge more than enough, and you can adapt to anything available in the market. Just give the data and run through your forecasting function. It can help you to predict what any kind of how your full financial information is going to be in the near future.
Okay, cool. Well, again, automation is the name of the game. The more you can automate, the more you can auto feed and use AI to help you do better business, then you're on the right track. So, Vinod, how can people reach out to you if they are interested in having a meeting with you to see if you're the one that can help them? Because I do know that you work with small business owners to help them with this type of stuff or get them set up with these automated systems. Can you share how to reach out to you?
Sure. I'm available in LinkedIn and available in adplist.com as a mentor. You can definitely reach me there. You can just search my name. I should be there. You can book an appointment. I'm more than happy to help you guys.
Oh, thank you. And then what is a thought or a phrase that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are listening and tuning in right now to this topic?
Data is a new oil. So it's not something I'm telling, so it's already there. So embrace the data, be efficient, and get things done.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, you heard it, you guys. If you do struggle with understanding your data, hopefully we've shed some light on some things here through this interview. And if you do need more insights, more in-depth, somebody to kind of take a look and see how you got things set up and get more efficiencies going in your business, please feel free to reach out to Vinod or reach out to us at Tech with Heart Foundation. We really, truly want to see you be successful. So we are here to assist you. If you are a small business owner and you're looking to just grow alongside others in a community where it feels safe to ask questions and not feel like, oh man, I should know this. I know I should know this, but I don't. Tech with Heart Network is a very good community for tech savvy entrepreneurs and non-tech savvy entrepreneurs. We really, truly are a heart-centered group here, but we thrive on innovative ideas and how we can do things better. So please come check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. You can join our community. You can join our live virtual events. And if you're an expert like Vinod and you would like to speak to small business only audiences around your topic, area of expertise, around a technology or a system or a strategy that's working in today's digital market, please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com and apply to be a speaker. We would love to have you on the show so that we can learn from you as well. And so I want to say to all of those small business owners out there, you can do this. So here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.